the legal advice has come to say that it's now an executive function to move it on to the next stage and not a matter for the elected members. And the elected members' role will only come into play whenever the variation of the plan has to be adopted. And you're talking of 6 to 8 months for that process to be complete. So it's now going to be a matter for the new council. There were different concerns that was raised around the proposed route selected to date. And I suppose there is confirmation from the executive today that they're going to publish a report to all the elected members on how the route selected came about. The project will continue at the pace. And then it will be a matter in 6 or 8 months' time for the variation of the plan to be adapted or rejected at that stage.
So can we expect then that what had been anticipated as the routes to be adopted will still be the routes that go forward for inclusion in the County Development Plan, or do you see that changing in the intervening months?
This is the first time that this has come about for us. It would always be a reserve function, and that will be a decision by the elected members to select a route. Following the legal advice that they've got and from further legal advice they got from senior counsel, they've been advised that it's now an executive function for them to continue on with the routes. They confirmed today that they're going to pursue the routes that they have selected, and then there'll be a variation of the plan. During that variation stage, then there'll be further public consultation and submissions will be made to the plan, and that will be forwarded on to the elected members. There was some concern around some of the submissions that was made during the process that won't be available to elected members. There seemed to be of a private matter.